Hi, welcome back to Chasing Tone. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
Ryan.
And sorry, Max cracked me up right before that, so we're keeping it because I'm not going to redo it just because I chuckled, right? Okay. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Sure.
Yeah, like
happy end of January.
No, it'll be February.
Well, actually, because we're going to do the damn stuff like live on the spot.
Right? Oh,
happy,
yeah.
So this would be Valentine's this would be probably for post NAM. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy month.
It's Travis's birthday.
It is my birthday. Yeah, right? Yeah. It probably will be. Yeah. Hey, Google it. When's my birthday?
The 20th.
Dude.
21st.
No.
No, it's 20th.
Yours is the 20th.
Or yours is the 19th,
though. No, mine's the 20th.
Dude, don't doubt me.
Yours is the 20th, right?
Mine's 20th.
Yeah, Lover's quills are so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we're best friends, because we know each other's birthday. What's my birthday, Brian?
Yeah.
See, he'd have to check. He'd have to go check his employee form. He's like, I got a bean counter for that.
mine was like a month later this year, and I was like, oh, did you have a birthday or something? Like, yeah, I did. Thanks.
Yeah, like growing up, we didn't really like the birthday thing. Wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it wasn't either. But
cake's always a big deal, and there's cake on birthdays.
I mean, the cake is a good thing, yeah, but we just, you know, we didn't like make a big
over it. Can you believe my son is now one?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know, a year ago was the last time I saw Brad Paisley in concert.
Well, you had all summer and free tickets to go make that happen, but you had to go to your little Florida trips and stuff.
I know. Priorities, priorities.
Times is hard.
Hashtag first world problems. Okay, so we got some good questions here. I want to start with... before we get Brian fired up, we'll wait to get him fired up.
I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah, so before we get you fired up, Kenny Stein writes, what makes an amp, quote, pedal friendly? This is good, man. This is a great question because I hear that all the time. I hear, oh, man, this amp takes pedals so well. You know?
And I think everybody has a different opinion. I've heard people say that about Vox, like an AC30. And then I've heard, like, in the same thread, someone's like, oh, but the AC30 is terrible.
You know what
pedals
an AC/DC takes real well? An off pedal.
An AC/DC?
That's what I call them, AC/DCs.
That's nice.
No, I don't mind AC/30s. I just...
An off pedal.
Yeah.
It's any pedal as long as it's off.
Yeah, as long... What you do is you take the battery out of one of our pedals, and then you click it. And that's when an AC30 sounds the best.
Boom.
Right? No, they sound unbelievable. And we've talked about
this. I think some of them sound great.
They sound great, man. They do, just not when I play them.
Yeah, you don't dig those. But I do for certain things, for sure.
Yeah, and we've talked about this before, and we actually had somebody on the YouTube agree with me, which validates me and gives me a bigger ego.
Street cred right there.
Street cred, right? That's almost as much street cred as a neck tattoo. Have you ever noticed a neck tattoo give you instant street cred? I'm going to get one.
We should.
It should just say neck tattoo.
If you get the Wampler logo on it, I'll pay for it.
You've said that since day one, but if that's the case, I'm getting a tramp stamp.
If anybody got a Wampler tramp stamp out there, I would contemplate paying for it.
Yeah, because you know there's going to be some dude out there be like,
I'll do it.
Screw it, I'll do it.
I'm going to get drunk and then be like, this is tattoos right on my ass right here.
Bam. There's a Kickstarter going on right now.
I get 400 people sending me invoices for tattoos.
<There's> therapy.
You think anybody that would take you up on that even knows how to fill out an invoice? I had to Google it myself.
I'm sure there's a lawyer somewhere that'd help them with
anyway,
it.
Anyway... I could go on about the Kickstarter, about the chick in L.A. that's auctioning off her skin for $10 a pop. You can have any two words tattooed on you. True story. And the best thing about it is, like, you know, on like Kickstarter, if you at the $10 pledge level, you get this. A $25 pledge level, you get that. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess for, like, $25, you can get that same tattoo, and she'll tell a gypsy not to curse you. I swear to God, you can't make this up. It's probably already passed by the time this episode comes out, but this is a true story.
That's messed up.
That's totally messed up. It's awesome. I think I want to marry her.
I want a Kickstarter for a
I don't
Big
think
Mac
your wife would like that.
Probably not.
Say what? I want a Kickstarter for a Big Mac by right now. I'm hungry.
He's so hungry.
It's true.
Pedal-friendly amps.
I thought you wanted cake.
I won't take anything at this point.
How about pedal-friendly amps?
They don't taste very good. No, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, for me, it's part, like I said, I think it's going to be different for everybody. For me, it's going to be something that doesn't have like a whole lot of presence. You know what I mean? It's going to be something that doesn't have a whole lot of like resonant frequencies. Like, for example, a deluxe or a twin kind of has like their resonant frequencies.
Yeah.
For lack of, I don't know of another way to say
it. I know what you mean. For me, I think it's mid-range.
You like the mid-range or you don't?
No, I don't. Like, for instance, Max and I were talking, and I'm holding up some pedals here, right, that Max is bringing me. So if you're on the YouTube, you can check them out. One is a Klon clone, right? Okay, and the other is the Morning Glory from JHS.
Also known as the Wampler prototype? I'm kidding you.
You don't want that because I built it. That means that it will break. Sorry, Max.
But,
thanks,
dude. But the knobs are really cool, though.
Yeah, I built a pedal for Max, and it will probably break. But no, because I got that. I got a new amp. I got an old Plexi, and it hates tube screamers. You know, so like anything mid-range heavy, because a lot of people think, when they think mid-range heavy, they think Fender amps, but Marshall amps are very mid-range heavy too.
Yeah, yeah. It's way more Fender, I think. I think, yeah. Fender actually is a little more scooped.
Right, right. But I think Marshall. The Marshall, the one that I have anyway, it's an older one, so I can't speak for like the JVMs and things like that, or the J.
I had a JVM 410. I actually liked it. There's like 45 channels on that amp, but
yeah,
several of them are really good.
Yeah, I just have the one where you just plug it in. You can jump the channels, you know. But it doesn't like tube screamers. So I did find a pedal that amp absolutely loves, and that's the Direct Drive from Barber.
Yep.
But Max said to try these, so he brought me gifts. Thank you, Max.
So how come you didn't bring me a Morning Glory?
Same reason you never gave me a freaking pedal.
What? What are you talking about?
Say what?
I remember the other day, I was like, dude, you got a Velvet Fuzz? I was going to give you one. You're like, I already got one. You already gave me one.
Yeah, I got one for a payment for working a show for a week.
Yeah, before you.
But see, my intentions were good. I'll
bring you one next time.
No, there forget you it. You've already ruined it.
There'll never be a next time. They'll never. I'll trade you right now, though. I'll sell you. Or give you a pedal for some cake. You can just pull some out.
God, here he is with his cake.
What if anybody delivers cake in town?
Dude, I tried. There's this place that has square donuts. I'm like, you need to deliver these things, and they don't.
Square donuts.
You know
donuts.
What? Anybody will deliver anything for the right amount of money. If you're like, $100 bill, you deliver it. They'll be like,
I don't want them that bad.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be a donut delivery boy for $100 a delivery.
I'll deliver every pedal myself for the right amount of money.
I'd get fired working for donut delivery. Like, Max has passed out with icy all over his face in the back of the truck. It's like, dude, he went from like 250 pounds, like 500 pounds in a month. I don't know how this happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But
so amps.
Yeah. One thing I'll
say.
A
flat response.
That's what I was getting ready to say. You want to take that, or you want me to?
No, go right ahead.
No, Max mentioned it, so I'm stealing his Morning Glory. Huh? No, nothing. But no, I'm stealing his glory on this. But I like a really flat response. I like something that. I'm gonna make some people mad by saying this, but like the Port City Pearl. To me, that amp, when you set it flat, when the EQ is straight up and down, that amp just doesn't really have a lot of life to my ear. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Not a negative way. It just doesn't
have
neutral.
Right. It's very neutral. It's very flat. And I don't mean that bad because, due to that, it takes pedals, unbelievable.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because of that reason, it's like that's the amp that we choose to demo with. Because
you're hearing the pedal.
It shows the flavor of every pedal very well.
More
so than for example, I have that Dr. Z. Mm-hmm. And it seems like everything you throw in through that Dr. Z, it all sounds like a Dr. Z with an overdrive. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. It's just, it colors it so much.
Right. So, and that's why I kind of, you know, like Mike said, the whole flat response thing, you know. But yeah, that Port City, when I play that, it's just, if I play, like, for instance, I like my Fargin.
Yeah.
But it has its own life to it that you have to pick the right pedal for it.
Mm-hmm.
With the Port City, you can throw anything in front of it.
Right.
So to me, that tells me that, you know, a flat response amp is going to be the pedal friendly amp.
Right.
So, I can't think of any other. Because, for instance, I'll tell you an amp that I think that is terrible with pedals. is my second favorite amp that I own, and that's I have a 1965 Princeton Reverb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it does not,
I agree with you.
It does not take pedals well at all.
At least nothing I've heard in front of it.
Mm-mm, nothing. At any volume. But it's, I don't know. The Paisley drives okay on it because you can set it dark.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just about everything just, it just doesn't do it for me. But yeah, it's such a compact amp that I can take it to gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I play the Blue Whitfield with the humbuckies in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll Lucky. Push the amp pretty good. So, we don't need a lot of dirt, so that helps. But yeah. So, is it time to get Brian fired up?
Yep. Drum roll, please. All right.
Well, first, let's ease into it.
I want a drum roll. I'll just come out swinging.
No, let's ease into it.
And then we'll...
Okay, so MK Vision Guitar via Facebook asks, why do some pedals have no power jack? I don't know that it... I mean, the wah pedal is the only thing I can think of that doesn't have a power jack. Can you? What have you encountered?
I mean, like some of your old vintage stuff, like some old fuzz faces and stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's just what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people had pedal boards with 45 pedals on them.
Exactly.
You know? And people were using batteries more than power supplies.
Yeah, and people used not to care about the environment.
Freaking hippies.
Did you say hippies? So Max got some new glasses.
I did.
And he was like, he was telling me yesterday, he was like, yeah, man, so I got some new glasses. What'd you call them?
Some Ray-Bans.
No, you said another word for bifocal.
Oh, they're progressive lenses.
Yeah, progressive. He goes, I got progressive lenses. I'm like, really? What's that? He goes, bifocals.
Without the line, yeah.
Yeah, without the line.
Made me feel less old.
Yeah. I was actually supposed to have those as well, but when the eye doctor was asking me about, you know, if I can see close up,
mm-hmm.
I said, I actually can, but usually the problem is the light's really bad wherever I'm at. Anytime I need to see anything close up.
Dude, we're outside. It's the sun.
And he said, no, I think you need them. I'm like, no, it's light.
Yeah, it's definitely the light. It's definitely not from staring at a computer all day.
Or leedy beady codes on a capacitor.
Yeah, right?
I'm not overweight. I have a bear claw problem.
Dude, whenever I was building this pedal for Max.
The clone?
The clone.
Which has really cool knobs, by the way.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? We have
to
get those.
I like those.
I had to... I'm color deficient. Yes, I'm choosing the word deficient, but I had to actually have my wife, I had to read the color code, be like, find this one.
Oh, that's true for the resistors, right?
Yeah,
because you're like, is that blue or green?
No, so I had to take like little notes, like, you know, like that you take messages on for your phone.
Right.
And I had to write the value, and then I would place them. on that piece of paper. So right. I had like 20 different pieces of paper with different values right. on them. So I right. could just pick the resistors off
Fantastic.
Of that. So Max, I think it's right. That's
right.
why I should build every pedal.
I'll just make the colorblind guy.
Color
sort the resistors.
Color deficient. Deficient. Right? Let's go with
why this. Is this one a fuzz and this one a clean boost?
You got what you paid for.
Build it, monkey. But so yeah, but it was awesome. My wife had to do that.
That's
but,
awesome.
So yeah, the power jack. I really don't have much else to offer.
I assume it means other stuff. I just think that's, you know, there wasn't a lot of people that had 45 pedals at the time.
Right.
There weren't, you know, I don't think Visual Sound One Spot was doing anything back in the 70s.
Right.
You know,
what were the 70s like, Brian?
Well, I don't know.
You just graduated.
No. Actually, I had
come on, I'm not that old.
Preschool.
Right?
Back when I was in high school, I had the Vox pedal that didn't have a power jack on it. So, like, I took the back off and, like, rigged up, like, a power pad and, like, stuck it to the other power pad and, like, ran off, like, 1/8-inch cable to plug into my DC brick. It was the most redneck-looking thing ever, but it worked. So, did you stick
so if that was Jed
pedal?
Clampett's pedal board,
pretty much.
Yeah,
it was
there
awesome.
You go.
Actually, it was the top of it was a kitchen formica that I glued to plywood. It was awesome.
Then I went to Menards and got some really nice wood veneer.
No, I actually got like metal trim. I use a hacksaw It was cool. I'll have to bring it in. That's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good Martinsville accent you got there. Went to Menard drip, sir.
Yeah, I went Menard, had to give me some veneer.
It wasn't a perfectly rectangular piece of wood, though. It was like a piece of plywood my dad had scrapped. So like, it was like shaped like Utah. It was like this, and it kind of came in, and it was funny.
It's shaped like, I'm going to have to shaped like Utah. That's the one that like, has like a panhandle or something, right?
It's kinda like a square, a big square with a little square on top of it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's... How does he know this stuff?
Because my glasses.
He's smarter than us.
Yeah. Oh, back to the glasses. So he was like, yeah. And you're gonna call me a hipster, and I'm like, why? And then he tells me because he got these new glasses, and because the brand is Ray-Ban.
Yeah.
You know, but they just look exactly like your sunglasses, only clear. I got nothing. I was looking forward to making fun of them, and
they
have
lenses in them. At least they're not like poked out or anything.
Dude, my drummer. I play with this drummer that just wears frames.
No lenses.
True story. Yeah, I should post a picture of him with this video on the YouTube. I'll get a picture to Bob. Somebody's email is left on. I can hear it. Is that your computer?
It's
there?
Mine.
It's your ding, yeah, ding, I know. Ding. Wait, normally it's mine, but I was like, man, I've closed mine.
Okay. Sorry, man. I forgot.
That's okay.
I get a lot of email.
Yeah. No. I just get mine saying, give me an endorsement deal. And the thing is, it's the resolutioners. Every January, the resolutioners hit you.
Yeah, I'm going to get me an endorsement this year.
Yep, exactly. You know, so after the first 6 weeks, that everybody forgets about their resolution, so it's good.
It's kind of like going to the gym. The totally off subject. Never mind. I mean, just oh,
real quick. This is guitar related, so it's off subject, but just barely. That Jason guy from JB DeVille. Yeah. Did you know that he was in a really bad car accident, and almost every bone in his right hand was shattered?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like I mean, so much to where like now his hand is set in a different way.
Wow.
And I guess he used to be a really, really, really good guitar player, and he used to play traditionally, just like all of us, with a pick.
Sure.
And then I guess the way his wrist is now, I don't think it's set, but like it's just not as...
Not like the same way it was.
It's not like the same as it was. And this guy finger picks with all five fingers, or four mm-hmm. digits in his thumb, mm-hmm. so all five fingers, and that guy is the fastest player I've ever heard.
Really?
Right. That's hand. Awesome. You know what I mean?
Faster than Brent?
Huh? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he does. Like, imagine the fastest banjo rolls you can... Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Hmm. But it's like, sometimes he's too fast, you know what I mean? Hmm. But when he records, he's not that fast, but when he plays live...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just he has the ability to do that. It's not like he's like, I'm just going to Yngwie it all the way, all the time.
No, it was crazy. Yeah, it was unreal. But yeah, he was in a real bad car wreck. I guess what happened was his hand was out... He was the passenger side. His right hand was like out the window.
Out the window?
Sitting on and then a guy hit a telephone pole.
Oh, right, my gosh.
Hand. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Oh, wow. That's just cringeworthy as a guitar player, you know? Ugh. But... You know, all's well that ends well. The guy's an amazing guitar player, and I guess he's even better than he used to be. So, yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. So, I think that goes with anything. I will say one thing, though. The competitor and what you're talking about, I kind of get it. I understand where he's coming from, because on the Hotwired, that's a dirt pedal with a blend knob.
Right.
You know, which there's another one. That has Sparkle Drive has it, too?
There's several, but Sparkle Drive is one.
Okay, that's the first one, and I think that's probably the most readily available one.
Probably that's the first one that comes to my mind, but I know I've seen other guys do them.
Right.
I've seen a lot of bass stuff with blend control. I mean, blend control has been used forever. It's nothing new.
Yeah, I had a Yamaha 212 amp that had a blend on it. Mm-hmm. It was, if you plugged into both channels, the dirt channel, you can blend it. There's a blend knob on it. Yeah, but I learned then that I hate the sound of a clean signal and a dirty signal.
I don't either.
I want one or the other.
I'm not a fan of it either, man.
So, like, whenever I was listening to the Hotwire, or saw the Hotwire, I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then I played it, and I was like, yeah, I'm just going to turn it all the way up.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm using a Hotwire, too, I turn the blend all the way up, just because I'm not a fan of that
50-50
sound either.
Yeah.
I know Brent uses it more to just add just a little bit of clipping on a clean signal. Just a little
right,
dirt.
Yeah, it makes sense. And... That's another. This is the thing that will blow my mind about gear for the rest of my life, is you'll hear somebody else play the exact same thing, and it sounds awesome, and then you play it, and then nope. Yep. You know what I mean? It drives me crazy. You know, like we always talk about your Blues Junior.
Same way. Yeah.
I play that and it sounds good. You play it, it sounds great.
I feel that way about strats. I can't. Strats just do not work for me.
It's so fun. I know why. I figured it out.
Because I want them to sound like a Telecaster?
No, because the way you pick. It's all in the way you pick. If you move your arm up and down,
mm-hmm.
they sound great. If you play hard. Mm-hmm. But if you like flick your wrist real hard, they sound terrible.
Because it gets twangier.
Yeah, they get... Yeah.
That's a good discussion on how just picking something
yeah.
can change a sound from
yeah.
meaty and beefy... too tinny and mm-hmm. thin. You know
but
what I mean?
I guarantee if you want, because you like to hit hard, but I bet if instead of hitting hard with flinging your wrist at it, if you moved your arm up and down,
mm-hmm.
I bet you would get way better results.
I'll have to move my strap down and try that.
Yeah, right?
It's hard to move your...
yeah. It's hard when the guitar is up around my neck. No, I'm not that.
Some people think it's a violin when Brian plays it.
I'm nerdy, but not that nerdy.
But... the funny thing is, like, a lot of rock players who play like that, they hate Stratocasters, like traditional three mm-hmm. single coil strats.
Right.
You know, it was funny, like, Doug, I was tracking on this tune, and he called me in to do the session because he wanted a strat on it.
Doug who?
Hinthorn? Yeah. But he's like, I can't play a strat. I'm like, you're crazy. You know, and he's got this, like, 62 reissue, beautiful Stratocaster, you know, custom shop. It's awesome. He's like, I just can't play it. I don't like it. Hmm. But anyway, so he called me to do the session just because he wanted a strat tone and he couldn't do it. and then, you know, I heard him play my strat and I was like, man, there is something different going on there.
Well, you definitely got the strat thing down. You
well,
know?
I don't know about that. I think I'm very comfortable on one, mm-hmm. you know, to where when I play a Les Paul, you know, it doesn't.
It's a whole different animal.
Yeah. Max always makes fun of me because I'll play an acoustic like an electric.
Yeah. He's like, I hate the way this acoustic sounds.
I do this exact same thing.
Because you want it to sound like an electric.
Right.
Now you'll play like way back by the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, the sound hole. That's your tone pot right there.
But like, what I'll do is email. Bing. I hope that comes through on here so people know what we're laughing at. But I used to have... I mean, it's not an unbelievable guitar, but it was a really nice guitar. It was a Taylor 714. I was very lucky to have it. I got it for a steal of a price. But anyway, that's a funny story. But, oh, dude, I don't know if I can tell it, though.
No.
Can I not tell that story?
Max is like, no.
I'm not going to give any names.
Okay, you can do that.
Okay, so this guitar.
you can't just okay. put it out there like, not telling you now.
I've mentioned about how I got my t-shirt that has the German writing on it before, right?
Correct.
I have mentioned that, right?
Yeah.
Well, this individual I used to give guitar lessons to, and he'd always come in with like these Taylor guitars, and they were always really nice. His favorite was like a 410, but he came in with a 714. I was like, oh my God, that's a beautiful guitar. He's like, you like it? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'll sell it to you. I was like, really? You know, cool, you know? And he told me it was like $700 or something like that for a 714, which is a pretty good deal.
Great deal.
So I jumped on it, right? And so a year went by. I played the crap out of this guitar. Love it. And then I finally, he came in with like this, one of the very first Doyle Dyke signatures. You know, the ones that had the rose inlay, you know, $4,000 guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him, I said, dude, do you just really like Taylor guitars? He's like, oh, no, man. When I was in college, I used to smoke a lot of weed and sell some weed. And I figured that if I just kept the money, I'd spend it on nothing. So I just bought guitars with it at cost. So I knew years down the road when I didn't do this anymore, I could sell them and make my money after. I'm like, dude, I bought a drug guitar a year ago. So I sold it. I no longer have a drug guitar. I had to sell it.
That's bothering you, huh?
Yeah, it was, man. It's like, this is a drug guitar. I can't, you know, you can't own a drug guitar.
Okay, but let's be honest. I bet you there's quite a few guitars out there that have something to do with drugs.
Yeah. I definitely have never... Don't have a drug guitar at all.
You have a drug guitar?
No.
I don't anymore. I sold it. But he bought that and firearms. He was like, yeah. He's like, I knew a guy that worked at a music store, and I'm not going to give any towns or anything.
Yeah,
he was like, he's like, I knew a guy that worked at a music store, and I could buy these at cost, so I buy them at cost, and then I can make my money back. So me selling this guitar to you for $750, I'm getting my money back. I'm like, yeah, all right. Cool. Awesome. You know, I'm like, this is a 1993 guitar. You've been sitting on this, you know, for 10 years or whatever. But hey, to each their own, and I got a pretty sweet guitar out of the deal.
But you always use like super light gauge strings on your acoustic guitar.
Not anymore. I use 12s.
I know.
Is that light gauge on acoustic?
I know. I convinced you to like go up.
And, yeah, I was using 11s on acoustics. Yeah. I'm like, these sound thin.
These sound thin. Dude, pump up. Anyways.
But Robert Taylor, he says to only use 12s on his guitars.
What does he know?
Yeah, right.
What is? I'm kidding. You're listening. Like, I'm kidding. Totally kidding.
It's like... I can't even. Like,
no, you got to say it now.
That's like Leo Fender.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy that he didn't even play guitar?
Not a lick.
He didn't play guitar. A lot of people don't realize that. Yep. Leo Fender, let that sink in. Leo Fender didn't play guitar, and he designed the perfect guitar the very first time.
I wonder if it really was the perfect guitar, or if it's just something that so many people have used over the years that's something that feels... comfortable to us now.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. That and the Telecaster, they're both perfect guitars because there's nothing that gets in the way. Like with a Telecaster, I mean, even if you don't like Telecasters, you can't argue that you can't get just about any tone out of them.
Yeah, but who's to say if those two guitars never happened and instead it was something else?
Then the Stratocaster would have eventually morphed. It would have happened.
You think?
Yeah. It has a tummy cut.
You don't think it'd be like...
It's got a body contour.
If it just fits.
No, I know what you're saying. Dude, there's a guitar. Is it? I'm going to say it wrong. Strandberg?
Oh, yeah. I saw
it. Did you see this thing?
It has like the weird neck.
On the back of the neck, it's completely straight. Like somebody took a knife and it's flat. So and it twists. So when you're down by the first fret, your thumb sits high. So, and then as you move up, the flat spart spirals to where your thumb sits lower when you go up on the neck. It looks like the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen. But for the people that play the style in which that guitar is made for, I bet it's perfect.
Can you know cowboy chords on it?
Yeah, and they even said that. They say cowboy, to play chords, you don't play chords.
It's like a fusion-y sort of thing?
So it's like blues rock.
Yeah.
Because you don't play chords and blues.
I play
rock.
Chords.
There's a guy around town who actually hired a keyboard player so he didn't have to play chords.
True story. No joke.
True story. He was in a 3-piece band. He's like, yeah, man, I'm hiring this cat. I'm like, dude, you know, that's cool. Sounds good. He was like, yeah, this way it frees me up. I don't have to play chords. Are you kidding me? But he could play that gin and tonic scale.
I'd want that extra money, I think, man.
Yeah. But
it's not like a person around here is getting $2,000 a gig, except for Travis Feaster.
Right.
Going to Japan.
Yeah, whatever. You know, that's the thing that cracks me up. You know, people are like, oh man, how'd you get to Europe? I was like, a lot of money. You know what I mean? But no, seriously, like, you are out so much money. And then the reason people are like, well, why do you stay over there so long? You're there for a month. Because it takes about 28 gigs to make your money back.
To make it back.
You know,
to
break even, right? So we stay for a month so we can come home with just a little bit of money.
Right.
You know? But whatever. But this kid, I went and watched him play, and he did a 70-minute set, and he played 6 songs. That's awesome.
It is.
But anyway,
did I just hear the song?
did we just hear a beep that means one of our cameras died? Well, no, because that would totally take us out of our groove and we'd have to end the show. So if you guys have any questions or comments, please feel free to shoot them to us at podcast@womplerpedals.com. Also, leave us a review, right?
Right. iTunes. Yeah. iTunes review. And only 5 stars.
No, be honest. Be honest. I think it's fun. Hey, it's like T Swizzle says, haters gonna hate, right? True. You know, Taylor Swift, dude.
Oh, right.
Roll with me on this.
I'll roll with
She's pop things. Now. She has to have some kind of cool name. I'm helping her out.
What is Taylor? Or Miss Swift?
Can we just call her T Dog?
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Come on, Brian. This is a serious podcast.
But no, leave us a review on podcast or on iTunes. If you have any questions, shoot them to Max at podcast@womperpedals.com.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Be our friend on Instagram, Facebook.
Yeah, and
you send us a letter at P.O. Box.
Where's it? 2122
Martinsville, Indiana.
Yeah. Some cake.
Send us a handwritten letter, please.
Yeah. All cake will be accepted.
Okay. Do not send perishable items. Cake is one of those because it has eggs in it.
That's true.
You can't.
Make an eggless cake and send it to P.O. Box.
Vacuum sealed? Maybe you can vacuum seal a cake.
Maybe. Or just a mix. I probably have something to make it.
Just cake mix. Maybe some Duncan Hines.
I'll autograph the box and send it back to you. Like, dear Taylor, this was delicious. Love, Max.
Best wishes, your friend always. Don't change. Seniors 96. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Until next time.